Hey, bestie, and welcome to the Living in Sunshine podcast. I'm your host, Maddie Fry, and around here, we are all about encouraging, inspiring, and giving you the tough love that you need to hear to get out there and live as your best self. Each and every Wednesday, you can expect to learn tangible tips to help you find your bigger purpose, be given simple action steps that you can take in order to make progress toward your biggest dreams, and hear how you can purposely pursue joy on the daily. So sit down, grab your favorite drink, and let's have a girl chat. This is the Living in Sunshine podcast. Good morning. Good morning, my dudes, and welcome back to the Living in Sunshine podcast. I am so excited that you are tuning in for a brand new episode. In case you are new here, hello, my name is Maddie Fry, and I am the host, CEO, person, human being, woman behind all things Living in Sunshine, which is a joyful living community-based internet space for women who are wanting to purposely pursue joy every single day, who want to chase after a dream that they've had on their heart for forever, who are longing to finally be able to say, I freaking did that. And they're looking for the additional mindset support or community or accountability to make that thing happen. So in today's new episode, I'm super excited because we are talking about something that I have been intentionally doing for the last 2 years now. And that is romanticizing your life in order to enjoy it more and in order to find small moments of gratitude in every single day. But before we dive into today's episode, I want to send you over to livinginsunshine.com/survey to take our free personality survey. Now, this survey is important if you are new to the Living in Sunshine space because it is going to tell you which of the four Living in Sunshine personalities you are and what your secret superpower is based on your results. And we have four very distinct human beings in this community of ours, and I love each and every single one of them. And this survey is going to tell you which of them they are. But not only that, it's going to get you tailored supports and resources from me that are going to help you based on what your superpower is and help you to make the next steps and take the next steps to living a life of joy and living a life that you have always dreamed of and making those dreams your absolute reality. So again, head over to livinginsunshine.com/survey. It is linked in the show notes. If you follow me and found me over on Instagram, it's linked to my Instagram bio as well. Take that survey and then send me a message on Instagram and let me know what your results are, because I would love to hear from you if you feel as if they are accurate or if you felt like you align with one of the other personalities. All right, so let's go ahead and dig into today's episode, which is all about romanticizing your life. Now, if you are anywhere on the internet, I am sure you have seen videos or people talking about this before, but this idea of romanticizing your life, I feel like came about over the last couple of years when people started to videotape themselves going on a walk or out to dinner with their friends or working in their office. I do this all the time, and I love seeing other people do this, but I also love doing it myself. And the reason why is because when I go back through my camera roll, as one does when they're supposed to be like sleeping or working or doing anything remotely productive, more productive than like going through their camera roll, I kind of am reminded of all of these things that I've done in the past that in that moment I can see myself enjoying and feeling that emotion of joy and gratitude and excitement, right? And when we document our lives in these ways, we start to romanticize our life, right? It's kind of that that idea, that theory of making yourself the main character in your own story and really turning your life into a book or a movie or something that an external person could watch and feel really good and get those warm and happy fuzzy feelings as they watch, right? But how do we do this? How do we romanticize our lives? Because I hear all the time from people, I don't do anything. I stay at home all day. I work for myself, or I work, you know, as a teacher or a 9-to-5 job. Like, my life is really boring. Like, what the heck am I going to romanticize? And to that, I want to remind you that the Kardashians do a whole lot of nothing, yet they have like 45 million seasons of full series TV shows following and documenting their life. And if people will tune in to watch Kim and Khloe and Kourtney fight over whatever stupid thing they're fighting over now, you can document your life in a way that will be interesting and fun and engaging and bring you joy for yourself, right? So how do you romanticize your life? One of the biggest things that you can start to do is to take more photos and to take more videos of your everyday, right? This might look like stopping and taking a video of you on a walk. This might look like you holding your phone out and taking a video as you are working in your office. It might mean stopping for a second while you are out to dinner and videotaping the experience that you're having with your partner or your friends. It really could be anything, right? In any moment that you are experiencing joy or gratitude or excitement or happiness or whatever, I want you to start to document that, right? We have our phones on us all the time, like all the time, right? My phone is literally sitting on my desk right now. Start to document your life. We used to do this so much more often, like in the late 90s, early 2000s with like giant video, you know, camcorders, but now we can do that with our phones and our phones are always with us. And I know that it can feel really silly to like hold your phone out with your arm as you're like walking down the street with your friends or your partner, your husband or whatever, but it's not going to matter. In 5 minutes, like the people who walked by you as you were recording yourself aren't going to remember that, right? And if they do, they're going to be like, oh, I wonder what she's doing. And if they care enough, they'll ask and you can just say like, oh, I'm working on romanticizing my life. And then you can inspire them to do the same thing. But then when they don't remember what you were doing, right? You'll have that video of you laughing with your best friend or walking with your husband, you know, on your way to dinner or taking your dog for a walk or whatever it might be. Taking photos and videos of yourself to document your life in this way isn't as silly as you might feel it is. And we actually see it all the time when we are out and about nowadays, right? We see girls and partners and honestly, everyone documenting their life because we want to remember those moments, right? And when you take the time to document your life, whether you're doing the most mundane thing ever, or you are like on a roller coaster or walking the red carpet or releasing a book or whatever it might be, when you document those things, you save those memories for later. And it gives you the chance to go back and revisit those emotions and revisit those experiences again in the future. And that's because you documented your life, right? Another thing that you can then do with these little videos or photos that you make are making those like cute little montage videos that you see online. And I'm not saying you have to post them, right? Like you can 100% keep them to yourself and just make them for yourself to watch on a rainy day or a sad girl day or a day that you're feeling kind of anxious and you want to remember that experience that you had. Turn them into like these little commercials for your life, right? Put them to audio, like use Instagram Reels or TikTok to like cut these videos together and mash them together to make them like a trailer for your life, right? Make yourself the main character of your life and start to romanticize the life that you are living. And when you do this, you will start to feel more joyful because you're capturing those joyful moments. Now, something that I just want to say is that I don't want this to be something that people hear me talking about or start to practice on their own as a way to like ignore the hard parts of life, right? I was having this conversation in the Sunshine Squad, which is my online community for women. If you didn't know that, I encourage you to check it out. About how I am really working to not be an emotional stuffer and to not stuff my emotions just like deeper and deeper inside of me and really feel them, right? So if you feel called to, if you want to also document the hard stuff, do that too, right? All movies, books, comics, things that we read, podcasts that we listen to have both ups and downs, right? There's nothing wrong with documenting the hard things because again, it reminds us of the human experience that we're going through. It reminds us of the wide range of emotions that we feel and experience every day, every week, every month, and throughout our life. And so I don't want you to use this as an unhealthy coping mechanism if you are in a tough season. I want you to use this as a way to remind yourself on those hard days that you have felt joy in the past and you can feel joy again, because sometimes that can be hard to see in a tough season, right? Other ways that you can start to romanticize your life is to create more space in your life for things that you love, right? This might be saying yes to dinner plans with a friend. This might be signing up for a pottery class or a bar class or a meditation or a writing retreat or something like that, right? Make more space in your life for the things that you love. So often we get stuck in our routines and our habits, which I'm a huge advocate for, right? I love habits. I love routines. I talk about them all the time on this show. But sometimes we get embedded into those things and all of a sudden we're kind of living the same day on repeat, like Groundhog's Day, right? It's the same thing over and over and over. And we start to feel a little bit lackluster in our everyday. And that's why we need to create space for things that we love. This could be getting out of your house and going to a new type of class or experience. Or this could be as simple as like having a hobby, right? Reading, diamond painting, coloring, meditating, journaling, right? These small things that we can do right at home, it doesn't matter. But if it's something that you love and it's something that brings you joy and you want to start to romanticize your life a little bit more, I want you to take those things that you love and create space for them and make them an experience, right? Don't just journal at your desk before you start your workday. Get yourself in a cozy spot in your office or in your bed or maybe on the couch. Have a warm cup of coffee or tea and a blanket, maybe your puppy sitting next to you, you light a candle, and then you journal, right? Create an experience around it to really welcome in that feeling of contentment and joy and peace as you do that thing, whatever it might be, right? And again, you can do this whether it is going to a concert and dressing up in a theme or, you know, I'm thinking of like all the Taylor Swift concert goers who are like dressed per an era, right? Or doing your morning journaling, like make it an experience for yourself to really expand those experiences that you're going to have regardless, but to make them just even more juicy and delicious and fun to experience, right? And then the final thing that I want to push you to do, if you are wanting to start to romanticize your life and make yourself the main character of your life again, is to try new things, right? What is something that you have seen somebody else do and it's bringing them joy that you're like, I wonder if that would bring me joy, right? I had a friend a couple weeks ago tell me about a yoga class that she went to and about how during this yoga class, this instructor does this really amazing breath work situation at the end of class. She's like, the last 20 minutes of class literally will change the way that your brain functions. You need to calm, da 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 da. And I've been thinking about it for the last couple of weeks. And I finally said to her, I was like, I want to come to that class with you. Like, where do I sign up? How do I do this? And so instead of just thinking, oh, that sounds really nice, maybe I'll get there one day, I am actually taking action to go to that class, right? So what is something that someone has told you about that you've thought, that sounds like it might be something that would be fun to me? Or what is something that you have seen someone doing online or you've read about? And I want to encourage you to actually do that thing. Go try something new because you never know what kind of joy or interest or excitement that new thing could spark, right? But if you never do the new thing, you're never gonna know. So let 2024 be the year that you experience new things, that you make more space for the things that you love. But more importantly, make 2024 the year that you romanticize the crap out of your life. And you wake up every single day excited to be the main character. You wake up every single day ready to chase after something new and live it up to the fullest and feel joyful and gratitude and all of those things every single day, because that's the kind of year that you deserve. And as you have this kind of year, document it, right? Take videos, take photos, journal about it, write notes to yourself, right? Keep a diary, like become a 12-year-old again and keep a diary about your life. That way in years from now, when you were old and dusty, crusty, and we're all like sitting on the rockers at the like old folks home talking about our lives, we can revisit those experiences in a really full and intentional, joyful way. You let me know what you think about this idea of romanticizing your life. Send me a DM over on Instagram. Send me your thoughts. And if you loved today's episode, please, please, please take a screenshot of it. Share your biggest takeaways and tag me over on Instagram stories. I love hearing from you guys and your feedback on the show in each episode. And sharing the podcast helps more people find it week after week. Until next week, my friends, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day. Girlfriend, thank you so much for listening to today's new episode. If you loved it, please send it to a friend, share it on Instagram, and tag me so I can see, and consider leaving the show a rating or a review. Ratings and reviews are kind of like sharing or liking a post on Instagram, and they really help the show grow and reach new women just like you. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a new episode. And until next week, I am sending you all the sunshine, good vibes, and I hope you make it a great day.